Happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for starting another week with us here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Today's episode of the show is brought to you, as always, by the great folks over at TouringPlans.com. The folks over at TouringPlans.com have one major goal, and that is to make your next Disney vacation awesome. And they're going to do this by keeping you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on that next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. A premium subscription to TouringPlans.com is just dollars a year, and you're going to get lots of great planning tools that you can use before your trip to lay out a great plan of attack before you get to your Disney destination. And then, of course, you'll have access to lines, which gives you up-to-the-second wait times. But more importantly, you'll have access to the Optimizer, which lets you select the attractions you are most interested in, and it'll give you the optimal way to see those attractions with the least amount of wait. It's the best way to take care of your time on a Disney vacation, and let's face it, time is money when you're down at Walt Disney World. Check them out today and support the folks who support us. They're over at TouringPlans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 778 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you and happy Veterans Day to everybody tomorrow on Tuesday. We thank everybody who has served our country. We love those folks who give everything they have to give us the freedoms that we have here in the United States. So happy Veterans Day to everyone. Let's kick off another week by talking Disney and having a nice trip report. And as we're moving into fall here and into November, it's pretty amazing. You know, Christmas will be here before you know it. So let's talk Disney here. And joining me today from North Dakota, where it is nice and chilly already, we have my friend Connor. How's it going today, Connor?
Oh, just excited about no classes tomorrow.
Gotta like that, man. I have school. Like, we don't get off for Veterans Day or Columbus Day or anything like that here in Missouri.
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot of holidays up here, but that's the one that we take advantage of.
Good deal. All right, you know what? And I think you're the first guest we've ever had from North Dakota. Now, we have had folks from South Dakota. I know Amy's up there, but first guest from North Dakota. So we're trying to cover the states here. Good job. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a little difference in climate from Florida, but we make the best of it.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so let's talk about your recent trip. When'd you go down, and who'd you go with?
Well, we went in August 18th. We were there for 6 days. I brought my girlfriend. We're both 20 years old, and it was her first trip. She's always wanted to go. That was my third trip. I'm going on my fourth trip again soon. And it was my first trip on property. We loved that. Loved everything about it. We stayed at Pop Century. And the buses were great. The resort was great. The feel was great. We would recommend staying on property to anybody.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's the way to go. You know, I know that some people, you know, sometimes circumstances warrant that you got to stay off site just because of financial reasons. Or if you're like Ricky, your husband works for a large national hotel chain where she gets free lodging.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, staying on site has its perks. And really, I think you're saying like you kind of felt like the Disney magic being surrounded by it because you're on property and it really never ends.
Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest thing for us was the buses because neither one of us are old enough to rent a car. So we had to rely on that the whole time, and we never really had an issue. I mean, we had to wait 15 minutes one morning for a bus, but it was for an ADR at like 9 o'clock, and the bus came by like 8:15, so there was no issue there. It was really nice.
So let's go back and talk about the planning before you even got down there. So you had been a few times, but like you said, it was your girlfriend's first time. So when did you guys kind of decide, like, we need to go down there together, and what made you decide August? Was it just schedules, or how'd that go?
Well, yeah, I'd gotten a new job that I secured in December for the summer that promised to make a lot more money than I'd ever made. So I'd always wanted to go back. I haven't been since 2008. And I just started kind of looking at it, pricing stuff together, figuring it out, and we ended up booking it in January, and we decided on August because it was the week before school started. So, I mean, it was good weather, just in the value season. So that was nice. Saved a little bit of money there. And it was right, right before school started. And we went back to class the day we got back, or the day after we got back. So the time just kind of fit right.
All right. Sounds good. So now you mentioned you guys were at Pop Century and you enjoyed yourselves there, but and it sounds like you guys were looking for, you know, first stay on site, looking for a decent value. That's why you went with a value resort. But You know, what made you pick Pop Century over, say, Art of Animation or any of the All-Star Resorts?
You know what? I originally, when I booked it in January, booked it for Port Orleans, but I'd been at French Quarter. I know you're a big Riverside guy.
Yes.
We kind of looked around after I'd already booked it and saw we could save like $1,000 at Pop Century. I just like the feel of it a little bit more than the All-Stars. I think that having their own bus system at Pop is really nice. You know, we got a pretty good deal on it with the Memory Maker package they had offered at the time. So we decided to go with that one just because it was a good value and we had the perks we wanted with the bus system and everything.
That sounds great. So you guys get down there and, you know, two 20-somethings young and, you know, not having to worry about strollers and kids and all that that, you know, I'm battling nowadays. You know, how was it? Did you guys, like, open the parks, close the parks? How did you tour?
Absolutely, yeah. We got there. Well, we flew in, and I think it took us about an hour from when we got to our hotel to when we were in Magic Kingdom, which was awesome. Her first time seeing the castle was pretty great. I think we had a four-day ticket because we did some Universal. And all 4 days, we hit all four parks, open to close. We rode Everest 7 times in 1 day. I mean, we were pretty hardcore touring over there. We used a touring plan from Len Tessa and touringplans.com, so that worked out really well for us.
It's a great deal. I love when people use our sponsors, man. It makes me feel great because they give us the support we need to put the show out there, and I love it when we can give those folks some support too. So now your girlfriend, first time down there. So tell us about that, because it's so awesome taking somebody for the first time when you've been there, and it's there's something special about that.
Yeah, she's been a Disney fan her whole life. I was more of a Disney Parks fan than anything, but she's just a Disney fan overall, so it was really great getting to bring her down there and see everything. We had dinner at Cinderella's Royal Table. That's her favorite princess, other than maybe Elsa nowadays. But we got to eat dinner there. We had dinner at Be Our Guest. We kind of went all out on the ADRs for her first trip and ate at some really cool places, so that was really fun.
Now, did you guys use a dining plan, or were you just doing it out of pocket?
No, out-of-pocket was a lot cheaper for us.
Yeah, definitely. It can be. I mean, it just depends on your eating habits, but it sounds like you guys were going, seeing attractions, and really didn't want to... I mean, did you guys do a sit-down meal every day, or how'd that work?
Our first day, we did Cinderella's Royal Table, and that was a spending dinner, I'm not going to lie, but it was probably worth it. It might have been the best meal we had. The second day, we had Animal Kingdom. We did a counter service and a table service. That was Be Our Guest night. We park hopped over for that. And then when we were at Epcot, we had 2 table service meals. We couldn't help ourselves because there's so many good options around the World Showcase. So we did the Beer Garden and Via Napoli for that day. Via Napoli was our favorite. We made our ADRs for our next trip coming up, and we had to book one at Via Napoli. It was the only place we're actually repeating on our next trip. So that wrapped it up for table service meals for us.
Good tip, though. Via Napoli, it's not super expensive, and it's a good meal. Now, did you guys go with the pizza, or did you have something different?
Absolutely. We got a large pizza and we ate the whole thing. It was so good. It was probably the best pizza we've ever had.
Yeah, we're sitting here recording at dinner time, which, you know, a pizza from Via Napoli here in St. Louis tonight on a Monday night doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, I have a picture of it on my phone. I think I look at it every single day and just counting my days down until I can get back.
That's awesome. So now, what were some of the surprises maybe for your girlfriend? You know, huge Disney fan, so she loves the product, but, you know, to actually be like walking through a 3-dimensional world that is created to just blow a Disney fan away, what were some of her highlights?
The biggest surprise for her when we were there was how big it was. I mean, everybody has it in their head, you know, when they think about Disney World, they think of like a park. And, I mean, we've been to amusement parks, but we've never been to a theme park together, and she's never seen how huge of a space it takes up, how big of a footprint it is, how tired you get walking around during the day and whatnot. So that was really big for her. Details were also another thing. She was just blown away at how detailed everything was. And that, you know, that's something I remembered from when I was younger and got to go and saw it again. Just makes it incredible. That's why you want to go back.
Oh, yeah, so true. And so now that she's been, what were some of her favorite things? Like maybe something she didn't, just her favorites in general, but maybe something she wasn't even thinking that she would like.
Her favorite ride was Rockin' Roller Coaster, which is really surprising because I had to pull teeth to get her on there. But she ended up loving that one. Same with Everest. She was scared to do that. She likes rides, but gets a little nervous before. So she loved all the rides that they had at Disney. Space Mountain was a big highlight for her. We loved the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. We just thought it was really short. I mean, the ride was only a couple minutes long. We only had to wait. We got really lucky. We had fast passes, and as we scanned them, they were looking for a group of two. So we got on within, I think, 10 seconds of scanning our fast passes. So that was cool, but we just wished that it would have been a little longer.
Yeah, I'm with you, too. That ride is, it's a neat attraction, but I wish it was about, you know, 50% longer. Because it's like you get on it.
So the animatronics are amazing, though. They're unbelievable.
So true. I wish they would kind of add like almost like a second dark section to it. You know, like you go in, you go out, and go back through another dark section. Because you're right. I mean, it's like the newest dark ride-ish type experience. But yeah, it leaves you wanting more.
I think our favorite dark ride was the Little Mermaid one. That was really cool.
Yeah, I agree.
The Haunted Mansion's cool too, but the Little Mermaid kind of blew us away.
Yeah, it's neat. As long as you don't look up. Like, that kind of loses it for me when you look up and see the ceiling, but I just tell myself, don't look up. That's the only part that ruins it for me.
Yeah, I actually did notice that when we were in there. I try to not do that when I know I'm going to see stuff like that. But.
All right, so what are some of your favorites? So we've kind of talked about your girlfriend being a first-timer, but, you know, you're back, and what are your tried-and-true things you like to do?
I'm all about the food. I am not going to lie. There was some great food that we had down there. I mean, obviously, the attractions are wonderful. My favorite park is probably Animal Kingdom, so I really enjoyed our day there. We did the safari a couple times. Like I already said, we did Everest multiple times. So that was really fun. We really liked the shows. We went to both the shows at Animal Kingdom, The Lion King and Nemo. We saw the Frozen sing-along in studios, which we both had a lot of fun with. I mean, we're obsessed with Frozen, just like the whole world right now. And, I mean, everything that I remembered when I was younger was even better this time because I was, you know, a little bit older. I could appreciate it a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's it. When you're younger, it's like, oh, I don't want to go see a show. I don't want to, you know, I want to ride rides. I need my hair on fire all the time. But you know what? As you start to go multiple times and you start to get a little more seasoned, you know, the shows are, I think we can understand that, you know, it takes a lot of talent to put on, for example, the sing-along, you know, the Frozen sing-along thing over at the studios. That's a lot of improvisational talent there. And it was, I think that's very well done. I know some people aren't a big fan that they brought Frozen into the parks, at least as heavily as they have. And yeah, I can kind of see that. But that show is really well done, I think.
Yeah, I finally realized there's more to the studios than just the Tower of Terror. I finally opened my eyes.
Good call. Let me ask you this, though, because it's, you know, kind of current a few weeks back, but the hat's going away. So where do you fall on that?
Oh, man, I like the hat. I think it's kind of a cool icon, but as long as they put something cool there or maybe just use the theater, I'd be okay with it. Maybe a giant Death Star would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I was thinking a huge, you know, gigantic Darth Vader, but hey, a Death Star is even better.
Maybe they're just going to put Darth Vader's mask up instead of a sorcerer's hat.
Yeah, don't give him any ideas. It could happen. No, I'm, you know, I've seen pictures because, you know, I have never been there without the hat, I don't think, and you know, the park does look beautiful from pictures I've seen when you walk in the park and look down, I guess it's Hollywood Boulevard, and see the theater. So I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah, it'll be different. I think we're going again in January. You'll probably be there, too, because we're going right before marathon weekend. And I think the hat's going to be gone after that. So the next time we're there, we'll see it one more time and make sure we get another picture. But I suppose after that, it'll be probably removed by then.
Yeah, over the next couple months, that'll be like the most photographed thing at Walt Disney World. And who would have thought, you know, it's going away.
Yeah, it'll be like Maelstrom getting hour-long wait when it had been 10 minutes for years before.
That's it. Now, well, hey, let's talk about Pop Century again for once. Like you said, the bus service was good. What part of the resort did you stay in? And did you guys ever have a chance to swim? I mean, it was August. It's hotter than Hades down there in August. But, I mean, did you use anything around the resort?
We were in the 90s way in the back, which was excellent because we didn't have to listen to people in the pool necessarily. There was actually a pool right next to our room. I don't know if you've been back by the 90s. There's that smaller pool. And we actually didn't get to go in because we were at the park so late. They don't allow swimming. There's no swimming signs up, which I think is kind of, you know, they should allow people in the pool even after the pool hours to swim at your own risk. We kind of wish we could have stuck a toe in the water. We're from Fargo. We don't get to swim a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because, you know, when I look back on our vacations, and of course times have changed because of events that have happened, especially over at Pop Century in the last couple of years, but you know, people would swim 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Of course, no lifeguards, and you were swimming at your own risk. But, you know, to me, I'm just a common sense kind of guy. You know, it is at your own risk at that point. But you're right. I mean, you get back in, you're not going to be swimming for 45 minutes. But it's kind of nice to get a dip in the pool.
The best part about our room was we requested to have a king bed. I mean, obviously, they can't guarantee those requests. So many people make requests, and I understood that. But when we got there, it was honored. We did get the king bed because we only had two people, and that was really nice.
Nice, yeah, because a lot of people ask about that. You know, hey, can I get a king bed at a value? And there's not many of those rooms around those resorts, but, you know, it never hurts to ask. It's always good to put the request on.
Yeah, that's what we figured. If we didn't get it, we weren't going to be bothered by it. I mean, nothing's going to ruin the vacation, but it was really nice to get. We weren't expecting it, so that was cool.
Let me ask you something else about this trip, because, again, we're trying to help everybody plan a better Disney vacation. And coming from Fargo, is it hard to get to Orlando? Is it expensive, like, as compared? Because, I don't fly, but, I mean, tell us about, because, you know, you're not, like, in Chicago or Atlanta, you know, where you have lots of options, I'm sure.
We flew out of Minneapolis, which, I mean, we're from southern Minnesota originally. We're going to school in Fargo, so we know Minneapolis and everything. But it's kind of a pain getting down there and finding the spot for your car. And our flight left at 7 o'clock in the morning, so we had to find someone to stay with the night before. And then you get home, and you have to have someone pick you up. It was kind of a pain, but, you know, from Minneapolis to Orlando, it's not too bad of a flight, 3 hours. I mean, we booked our plane tickets way far in advance. I probably paid too much for them, which is okay. I didn't really care, but...
Hey, it beats driving, I'm sure, from Fargo.
Oh, man. I don't think I could get my girlfriend in the car for more than 5 hours.
It's, you know, I have a wife who rides 15, and it's never pretty by the time we hit about the Florida state line. We start talking again a couple days later.
I wouldn't mind driving, but I don't think with two people we'd really save that much money. If we had four or five people we'd have to buy plane tickets for, we could probably save some money by driving. But just with two people, it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
That's true. That's the logic I use, because we have four of us. You know, and that way I don't have to get in an airplane, so it's all good. Nice.
I'm not a huge fan of flying either, so I'd probably rather drive, but I also don't want to waste a whole day in the car.
Yeah, that's very, very good point. All right, so you guys went to Universal as well down on this trip, so tell us about your thoughts heading over to Universal.
Oh, I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and my last trip that I was there with my family back in the day, they opened the Wizarding World, I think, about 2 weeks after we left. And this huge Harry Potter fan, that just crushed me. But that was, I really wanted to get down and see both that and Diagon Alley, which had opened just before. And they were both incredible. I was blown away. And she's not a huge Harry Potter fan. I made her watch all the movies with me. But even she thought everything was just unbelievable. We did wait in line for Gringotts. It was about 2 hours for the wait. It's hard to say anything for a two-hour wait is worth it, but I thought it was pretty fun. I would do it again. Forbidden Journey was a better ride than Gringotts, in my opinion, by far. That was probably my favorite ride at Universal. The stores were awesome. The ice cream store was probably her favorite. I enjoyed it, too. Universal as a whole, we got headaches from riding rides all day. We had the express passes, so we were just waiting 5 minutes to get on the Hulk and then the Rip Ride Rocket and Spider-Man, and we got a little headache from that, but other than that, it was a pretty good day.
So what you're saying is the express pass might lead to a universal concussion because you can ride so many attractions so
Absolutely.
Quickly.
The Simpsons ride is the biggest culprit, I'm pretty sure.
Now, I don't know much about that. What's that ride about?
It's a simulator, kind of like Spider-Man, but they specialize in headaches and concussions, I'm pretty sure. It hurts your head to ride that thing. I had to. I was there. Paid a lot of money to go there. I'm going to ride it, but man, did it hurt.
That's, you know, and it's kind of interesting because we did a show, you know, probably about a month and a half ago where one of our listeners, David, wrote an email. We talked about it that, you know, is Universal synonymous with Harry Potter now and not just a wide variety of attractions. So did you find yourself, being a huge Harry Potter fan, I could see where it would skew your thoughts one way, but did you find yourself having a great time with attractions outside of the Harry Potter universe?
Yeah, I mean, it was about 12 hours that we were there, and I think we spent probably 7 of them in Harry Potter stuff. And I mean, we were doing other stuff then too with the other 5 hours. We rode the Hulk a couple times in the front row, so that was pretty exciting. We did the Rip Ride Rocket and the Mummy and Transformers and all the stuff that they have at Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios. But I would say that the only reason that we would ever go back to Universal would be to see Harry Potter again. We probably wouldn't go back if Harry Potter wasn't there.
Ooh, well said. I mean, because I respect everybody goes over. That's fun and everything. And I'm going to get over there because I just need to see it. And again,
you
I've heard because, like you said, like your girlfriend, not a huge Harry Potter fan, but it sounds like she could enjoy the experience. And I think that's how I am. I won't know all the like you know, little, you know, hints and stuff from the books that are hidden in the details. But, you know, I think I could enjoy it.
The detail blows you away.
That's it. That's it. I think I could just enjoy the atmosphere and, you know, the attractions and stuff like that without knowing, hey, man, this is the Horcrux or whatever. I don't even know.
No, you don't even need to, especially the Forbidden Journey. I mean, it is a crazy thrill ride. I wouldn't bring a young kid on there, though. I was actually scared.
Interesting.
It was a scary ride.
All right, then. It's interesting.
So, I had to close my eyes for part of it. I'm not lying to you. It was terrifying.
That's awesome. That's cool. All right, well, one of the big questions we always have is that folks are going to Walt Disney World and they want to know how to get over to Universal. So how'd you guys work that out?
We took a cab, which was okay. It was expensive, for sure, especially for a 20-year-old on an already expensive vacation to, you know, there and back was like $90. So
wow.
That wasn't the greatest thing, but it got us over there, and I don't know, we made the most of it, I guess.
There it is. All right. Well, hey, let's talk about that. You said you have an upcoming trip planned. So what's in the works?
We're going January 6th to the 11th, 6 days. We're not going to Universal. We're just doing all of them over at Disney World. We're staying at Pop again just because it was a good value. We really liked everything. We figure when we go on a third trip, we might bump it up to a moderate or deluxe. We'll see how that goes. But we're not park hopping this trip. We liked park hopping the last one, but we didn't think it was necessary, especially if we have a 6-day ticket. So we're going to do a little bit more, spending the whole day at just one park. We have all different dining reservations other than being Annapolis, so that'll be cool. We're going to do Trails End. I'm really excited about.
Oh, I love it. You'll love that place. That's a good value and great
food. We're doing
food.
50s prime time, so I'm pretty excited about the fried chicken.
Yeah, Ricky loves that. I love the meatloaf.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to order yet. Maybe I'll make her order the meatloaf so I can try both.
You know what? They have a sampler. You can get like three things. You can get pot roast meatloaf and fried chicken in one.
Oh, my gosh. You just made my day.
There it is.
Yeah, that'll be an exciting ADR. We didn't hit Downtown Disney. She really wanted to, and we didn't make time for it. So this time, especially since we don't have park hoppers, maybe when we're done at Animal Kingdom, you know, they close at 5 o'clock, we might head on over there and check out what they've got down there and maybe find something to eat. What would you recommend for dinner down there?
Oh, at Downtown Disney, we don't ever go sit down over there. You know, I always go to Earl of Sandwich when I go there. It's a habit, but I've heard, because they have that holiday sandwich, which won't be as special in January because we'll have just had, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So it tastes much better like in July or something when you're hankering for some turkey and cranberries. But, you know, I've also heard great things about Wolfgang Puck Express. I know Pam raves about that.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I just want to get a good meal. It doesn't necessarily have to be sit-down. It can be. I'm not opposed to that. But I was looking at the Wolfgang Express. I looked at Raglan Road, too. We'll see what the cards fall there.
Yeah, Raglan Road, I've eaten there, and it wasn't bad. I mean, it was actually pretty good. But it's, you know, I know some people don't say it's expensive, but in my taste, it was pretty expensive.
So that must mean it's expensive for a 20-year-old college kid, huh?
Or like me. Or just somebody that's cheap. So, yeah, probably. But, yeah, it's, you know, I think it'll be fun being down there in January, and our trips will kind of overlap. So we'll have a couple of podcast events going on, so hopefully we can meet you and your girlfriend down there at Walt Disney World in January.
For sure. Yeah, we'll come find you guys. Maybe we'll get to share some breakfast or something.
Oh, man, I'd love that. That'd be great. And you know what? I can tell you what. St. Louis is, it's much, you know, something to look forward to escape St. Louis in January, and I'm sure North Dakota, you're going to be glad to get out of there and get in the Sunshine State for a few days.
Our average temperature is negative every single day, so we are looking forward to something warm. I keep seeing people complaining about how cold it is in January and wearing layers for 30 degrees, and I'm like, 30 degrees? That's a 60-degree boost from where we're at.
We'll see you in the pool if it's 30 degrees.
Yeah, so we will be in the pool if it is over 30 degrees. I can guarantee it.
All right, well, Connor, thanks so much for taking us back to Walt Disney World from August. And again, like I said, I hope to catch you down there in January. And tell your girlfriend thanks for allowing you to share the trip. And we'll see you soon, buddy.
Absolutely. Thanks for being on the show with me.
I appreciate it. And don't worry, hey, today's episode has been brought to you by the good folks over at touringplans.com. Just like Connor said, it's a tool to have there in your pocket. You know, you're going to have your smartphone with you. You're going to be taking all those pictures, shooting video, but you need that premium subscription to touringplans.com to give you the latest and greatest information to make great choices on your Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. It's only a few bucks per year, and it's going to save you many, many hours over that year on your Disney trip. So check them out today over at touringplans.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. And don't forget, the next Be Our Guest podcast live show will come your way on Sunday night, November 16th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Hey, give us a follow on Twitter. We're at Be Our Guest Mike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. Don't forget, if you have a few minutes this week, drop by iTunes, please, and give us a rating and a review. It'll help us grow the show. And you can do that as well on Stitcher, because they have ratings and reviews over there now, too. So if you have a few minutes, we'd really appreciate it. Thank you for helping us grow the show. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your week. So for Connor, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome Monday and a great week. And again, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans out there. Thank you so much for your service. We'll hope that you stay safe, work hard this week, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.